I think that one thing, an additional treatment modality, we do see patients who are not operative candidates for colorectal mets. They have failed first and second line systemic chemotherapies, meaning FOLFOX and then FOLFIRI, and typically even third line agents will have Erbitux CPT-11 combinations. The important teaching point there is we still have treatment modalities. As long as these patients have preserved liver refunction, they don't have jaundice, they don't have ascites, one treatment modality we have are the SIRSpheres. And that treatment of SIRSpheres for those patients, those are the, if it's liver dominant or liver only disease, that's probably the majority of the patients out there who are failing, or at least half the patients who have failed systemic chemo, we can give the yttrium 90 into the liver and we'll still see a 30. Typically, you don't see the tumors disappear, but we see disease stabilization. And it's a pretty safe treatment modality. So we like to see patients in referral for that. In addition, I'm participating in a 4-center study using viral gene therapy. This is herpes viral replication active gene therapy injected into the liver, followed by 2 cycles of second line chemotherapy. And this is obviously a phase 2 research protocol. And we are seeing some response rates with that. I have a government-approved 18 slots for this phase 2 study at the highest dose gene therapy, and I've treated now 3 patients in Pittsburgh. It's 4 injections into the liver, and I have a patient that got a treatment this past Monday, and he's getting a second treatment this coming Monday, and he's the 18th or last slot in the United States. So the field is moving forward with these novel advanced approaches, but we need to do this in a research protocol type setting. The goal here is to boost response rates. And I think in the future, we'll be looking at, can we give chemotherapy plus a viral gene therapy approach? Can we give chemotherapy plus yttrium 90 radioactive glass beads for internal radiation? We don't know yet how to combine these drugs, but I think that the response rates when we combine them will be better than chemotherapy alone.